This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. Thanks for joining us for our candidate chat series leading up to the May 2nd election in Aspen. My guest is Ann Mullins. She's running for another term on Aspen City Council. Can we start with an opening statement as to why you're running for City Council?
Yeah, when I was asked 4 years ago to run for City Council, I had never had any intention of going into politics or being a politician. But when I was asked, I thought about it quite a bit, and I thought, with the experience I had in business, the career in planning, at that time 6 years on HPC, and my love of Aspen, deep love of Aspen since I first came out in 1971, that I could do a fairly good job at the council table. Now, 4 years later, I realize what an honor it's been to be in that position, to work with a extremely smart, informed, many times challenging public, very capable city staff, and working with my fellow council members. I've seen quantifiable improvements in town in the 4 years that I've been on council, and I would very much like to continue the work that we've initiated and begin new projects that benefit Aspen.
So are your reasons for running for the next 4 years different from your initial reasons?
So one of the things I've learned, and this is so different than private practice, which I was in for years, you get things done quickly. You're the boss, you decide, and you move on. I found that, shouldn't have been a surprise, that things move extremely slowly in the government. But there's a reason they move slowly. You need to get public opinion. You need to do lots of research. You need all the background. You're making decisions. They're not 20 years, but maybe 50 years or longer. And they're not decisions that can be easily reversed. You do, after 4 years, I've seen, it's done and changes are made in small increments, but then do add up to some type of substantial change in the end. And one of the reasons I think I should be on City Council again is I've learned this. I've learned how to work with the city. I've learned this process and how that you can make incremental changes and they eventually add up to a substantial change improvement. And we can talk in detail about the things that I've worked on, specifically health and human services, environmental protections, some of the and mainly the built environment.